I'm really happy, Coach. Thank you so much. You won't regret it. I will, too. Have a good one. Tampa Bay.
Austin, in 2014, you're drafted by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. At that time, who was Austin the person, and who was ASJ the player?
ASJ the player was obviously a guy with a lot of potential, a lot of things that they hoped for, that they saw on tape, a lot of flashes.
McCown backs up, looking, with pressure coming, has a wide open receiver. It is caught Safarian Jenkins midfield, rumbling out of the grasp of a Panther tackler.
As a person, I would almost say reckless. I didn't appreciate the day-to-day grind. I didn't appreciate just being in the present moments. You know, I felt like things were given to me.
A lot of things get thrown at you when you're an NFL player for the first time, and there's nothing that really can prepare you for it. You put on top of that, I mean, we had some offensive coaching turmoil that happened, and so for him to have these struggles, it was tough.
It was a real dark place for me. I didn't feel like I had a lot of support. Things kind of fell apart for me, you know, personally and football-wise. You know, I still had some good games and did some good things, but personally, my life was really falling apart. I wasn't happy, and I just had a lot of issues that I needed to sort out, and it led me to a lot of negative things.
He's an NFL player, but I smell alcohol. He plays for the Bucs. But I smell alcohol. Let me see.
On September 23rd, 2016, the struggles of Austin Safarian Jenkins came to a head as he was arrested for driving under the influence and waived by the Buccaneers later that day.
When you're high draft pick, you just think, oh, it's never going to be me. It's never going to be me. But I was given an opportunity, and I didn't cherish it, and I didn't respect it. I remember just like kind of like praying just every night after I had got released, just for God to give me like another chance and just go somewhere that would help me, you know, like not just as football, you know, but as a person.
His prayers were answered just 3 days later when the New York Jets claimed him off waivers.
The Jets basically told him, clean slate here, come in, act the right way, and do your job, and you have a place on this team, Marty.
Well, and you need a tight end. The Jets know that they need a tight end. Maybe he's the answer.
Back to throw Fitzpatrick. Looks right, throws an outright. Austin Safarian Jenkins makes the catch. His first as a Jet.
What's Sunday supposed to feel like?
But even a change of scenery couldn't make Austin's problems disappear. Did you know that this was the right place? Because you said recently that after a game in New England last winter, that you didn't know if you were ever going to play.
I was just trying to get through, you know, because like just life was just so difficult at that time. I always have been good at just kind of getting in and getting with the flow of things, but as a person, I was really struggling. So, you know, like last year after that game, I really thought I was done playing football. You know, I really felt like, you know, this is it. And I'm just going to try and focus on being a happy person.
When the 2016 season came to a close, Austin Safarian Jenkins' career and life were at a crossroads. But with the help of the Jets, he made a decision to regain control of his journey. What were those actions this offseason, and how did you become a different man?
You know, I decided that I wanted to go to rehab. And I told the Jets, and they were so supportive of me. And I was scared, you know. I was scared to be like, you know, I have a problem. I need help. But I told the front office upstairs, and they were like, I'm so proud of you. I'm so happy for you. This is going to be a great turnaround for you. This is going to be one of the best things that have ever happened to you, and we couldn't be happier for you.
As a general manager, you try to see the potential in everybody and hopefully help them to achieve it. So with Austin, there was obviously potential as a football player, but more so as potential as a person. In my mind, at least, if you can, you know, help players achieve their potential, not only on the field, but as people, that's a really important thing.
When you came back, you appeared outwardly a different person. Not just the guy. We'll get to the field later.
Yeah.
But I saw you in a different light.
It's just like when you have a tough time, especially when you don't necessarily believe in yourself and you're down and out, when people that really don't owe anything to you, they don't need to do anything for you, genuinely take an interest on your well-being, as not as a football player, but as a person. You know, the front office, Mike, Jimmy Johnson, Coach Morton, all those guys really kind of rallied around me and just really supported me. And that, like, gave me the ultimate confidence, because I was like, if these guys support me, I can do it. I really found peace with myself inside. You know, I started to really love myself, forgive myself for past mistakes, and I was able to, like, just be me, like be the Austin that I know, like that was deep down kind of like trapped, you know, from whatever issues I was dealing with, from the alcohol abuse or, you know, whatever abuses it would be.
With a clear mind, Austin still had one more obstacle to overcome.
He was about 280 when we got him from Tampa Bay. You know, I said, it's like you're dragging a wagon behind you. And I said, you need to lose about 25 pounds to be the player you want to be, you know, and that you can be.
I remember being super overweight, like, during last year, and he's like, you know what, you're overweight, but, you know, it doesn't help you that your coach is in here eating, and I'm overweight, too, so it's on me, too, you know. And I remember, like, the last game of the season, he was like, man, I'm going to start losing weight. Let's do this together.
I was motivated just by him sending me the pictures of his transformation. I didn't send him any pictures of me. I just said, hey, I've lost 10, I've lost 15, I've lost 20. But I actually saw pictures of him working out and seeing the weight just melt away.
We showed back up here in OTAs and it was like meeting two different people, you know. He had lost 50, 60 pounds, I had lost 30. It was really cool, you know, and to have someone taking that responsibility with you, it made me feel really good.
Safarian Jenkins reported to camp in the best shape of his life, both mentally and physically.
It was exciting to get here in the spring and see him, you know, this 2017 version of him. And you know, we expected big things from him back then, and we're seeing it now.
His newfound maturity off the field has helped him make a big impact on it.
McCown drops back to pass as time goes up the middle, looking for Safarian Jenkins, who makes the catch inside Jaguars territory at the 45.
Becoming a key contributor in the passing game and leading the Jets in receptions.
McCown flips it back right corner of the end zone. That's a Jet touchdown. Austin Safarian Jenkins, he does it again.
I feel like the sky's the limit for me right now. I mean, I could do anything I want, and I just got to put my mind to it. I can be the best run blocker, pass blocker, you know, receiver, all that. I can be as good as I want to be. That's what I've really come to realize about this.
Have you thought about it at all, what it's going to be like going back to Tampa?
Yeah, it feels really good going back there. I'm excited to go back there. I'm excited to prove some things to some people. I don't think the people that let me go thought I'd still be in the NFL. I think they thought I'd wash out and give up. They thought I was a quitter, and that's not what I am. Yeah, I've been thinking about it for a long time, and I can't wait to get there.